The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, these are sobering statistics, and it helps us keep things into perspective. Here in America, we're facing a lot of problems. I'm just watching sad video coming out of Washington, D.C. The preparation for the inauguration next week. Absolutely unprecedented since the Civil War. We have not seen this kind of military presence in our nation's capital since the Civil War. I understand the necessity. I do. But it is still incredibly sad that we're seeing this happen in our country. And that's why I don't care whether you're right, left, Democrat, Republican. I don't care whether you're a Biden supporter, Trump supporter. We stand against violence. We stand against violence. And we stand united in that. I have friends on Facebook that honestly believe maybe we should take up arms against the government because we're losing our freedoms and we're losing our liberties. And I've had people tell me on Facebook, this is like 1776. It's time to rise up and take up arms against a corrupt government. No, 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 no. We're not there. What's happening today and what happened with our founding fathers concerning Great Britain, it is apples and oranges, folks. It is not the same. And please reject those people that are implying anything different. Who knows? We may reach that place, but we're not there. In fact, we're a long ways away. But anyway, what I started to say, these are troubling times. I think it's going to be difficult for conservatives and Christians for the next 4 years. Big tech is against us. The liberal left is against us. We're going to be swimming upstream. Are we going to see outright persecution? I don't know. It's possible. We're certainly going to be made uncomfortable, and I am positive we're going to be severely inconvenienced. But listen to this. Last year, 2020, there was a 60% rise in Christian martyrs, Christians killed for their faith. 60% in 1 year. This is from Open Doors, the Christian persecution watchdog group, and I have a great deal of confidence in Open Doors, their research, their statistics, and so forth. Listen to this. 2020 continued a trend of rising persecution around the world, with governments often using COVID-19 restrictions as tools of repression. Christian persecution watchdog Open Doors USA announced in its annual report. Open Doors 2021 report revealed two important persecution trends last year. The number of Christians killed has increased by 60% over the previous year. Let that sink in. If you think we got it bad, the number of Christians murdered, killed, martyred for their faith, rose 60% in 1 year. Quote, mostly because of Islamic violence against Nigerian Christians. Secondly, anti-Christian governments around the world use COVID-19 restrictions to persecute Christians. Quote, this past year, 2020, has been a year of uncertainty and fear. We've been fighting a virus that we cannot see with the naked eye, less known but equally as viral, has been the discrimination, isolation, and violence against Christians by using COVID-19 as leverage and as justification. In Nigeria alone, 2,200 Christians were murdered by radical Islamists. That's just Nigeria alone. 2,200 Christians murdered by radical Islamists in Nigeria alone. Quote, violence by Islamists in Nigeria amounts to genocide. Attacks have spilled over into neighboring countries across Africa, even countries with sizable Christian majorities like Mozambique, Burkina Faso, have suffered from Islamic persecution. Listen to this phrase. It only takes a few extremists to commit violence against Christians. Did you hear that? Let me repeat it. It only takes a few extremists to commit violence against Christians. Our new incoming president has indicated he is going to encourage massive immigration from Islamic countries. Take a look at what happened in France when that happened. The government of France is admitting they made a horrible mistake by simply opening their borders to Islamic refugees. Read the news. Check it out. The French government is admitting they made a horrible mistake in opening their borders to Islamic militants. But listen to this, and I quote, other persecution hotspots around the globe include China and India. I've said now at least three times today, we are awash in an ocean of hypocrisy. We have multiple major American companies condemning Republicans, condemning Donald Trump, and they're all dealing with China. LeBron James is constantly talking about suppression, equality. Colin Kaepernick is screaming and yelling, and both of them are making millions off of Nike, who uses, I don't think intentionally, but are willing to turn a deaf ear to the cries of those in slave labor camps that are producing goods bought and consumed by Americans. The NBA has been very vocal about equality, social justice, equal rights. The NBA has been all over this. The NBA makes millions of dollars in China. And disciplined one of the, I think he was the general manager of, but I think it was the Houston Rockets. It was a Texas NBA team, because he dared to support the freedom protesters in Hong Kong. The hypocrisy among American corporations. A number of American corporations, including Walmart, have said, we are not supporting any Republican candidates who question the election. Disney, we will not allow any contributions. Several major American corporations have said we are forbidding any interaction with any Republican who even questioned the last election. But they're more than happy to buy goods from one of the world's worst human rights offenders, China. Yeah, the hypocrisy is incredible. Bottom line, though, 60% rise in Christians killed last year. 60% rise in just 1 year. Your brothers and sisters in Christ are facing the most difficult times the Christian church has ever faced. Don't forget them. Pray for them.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Folks, there are a lot of people fanning the flames of discontent, disunity, anger, and even violence. Let me say once again, we should not be a part of it. We should not in any way, shape, or form be fanning the flames of disagreement, disunity, anger, violence. Like Don Lemon on CNN. For 4 years, CNN has called President Trump every name in the book. They've called him a racist. They've called him a homophobe. They've called him all kinds of names. Last night on CNN, Don Lemon said that anybody who voted for Trump is on the side of the KKK and other white supremacists. If you just simply voted for Donald Trump, you're no better than the KKK, and you are obviously a white supremacist just because you voted for Donald Trump. Now, question, is that a message of unity? Or a message of incitement, which is what the liberal left impeached Donald Trump for yesterday. Incitement. And then we've got CNN's Jake Tapper talking about the impeachment proceedings yesterday. And he just went on a full-blown, all-out attack for every Republican that voted against the impeachment. I mean, he went full-blown attack mode on any of the Republicans who voted against the impeachment. One of those who voted against the impeachment is Congressman Brian Mast. He is a Republican from Florida. He is a double amputee. He lost both of his legs in Afghanistan in the American Armed Forces. CNN's Jake Tapper questioned his patriotism. Tapper called all of those who voted against the impeachment part of the, quote, QAnon caucus. He said this, and I quote, Congressman Brian Mast, a Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad, although I don't know about his commitment to it here in the United States. Intentional pause. Can I read that to you again? This is Jake Tapper on CNN. Talk about a man who lost both of his legs fighting for America. Quote, Congressman Brian Mast, a Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad, although I don't know about his commitment to it here in the United States. Commitment to what? Democracy. So in other words, he fought for democracy over there, but he's not fighting for it here. One of his colleagues, Brian Mass colleagues, Representative Rick Crawford from Arkansas, said this, who is also a veteran, in response, quote, Representative Mass, along with myself and many others in Congress and across the country, served in the military so Americans can have freedom of speech regardless of how repulsive or disgusting it may be. Dave Rubin of the Rubin Report said, quote, this might be the most vile thing ever said on cable news. How did Representative Mast himself respond to this attack on his patriotism? He said this, I lost two legs for Jake Tapper's right to say whatever he wants. But that free speech also protects the Republicans he is so eager to condemn for asking constitutional questions about the election. Did Tapper apologize for questioning the patriotism of a double amputee veteran? No. In response to the representative's response, he said, quote, you're a hero for your service and I'm grateful, as I've said before. And yes, I do question the commitment to democracy of anyone who spread election lies and signed on to the deranged Texas Attorney General lawsuit. You are not just asking questions. So according to Jake Tapper, you can't even go to court and take legal means, legal remedies to question the results of an election. I've said it so many times with the liberal left. They talk about inclusion. They talk about love. They talk about tolerance as long as you agree with them. If you disagree with them, there's no tolerance. There's no love. There's only attacks, disdain. I'll repeat it. There are some violent radicals on the right, but today it is not the far right that's tearing our country apart. It's the left.